The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, coming up next, we have a story about Ishka Éireann and all about the major water pipeline in the Greater Dublin area. A lot of works are going on at the moment. And supply was cut off to almost 1,000 customers in Kildare last night. The works were expected to take 28 hours to complete. You may have heard that on the news. And supply to other parts of Kildare, Dublin and Wicklow may be disrupted. And Ishka Éireann are urging customers to conserve water. I'm now joined by Regional Operations Senior Manager for Ishka Éireann, Stephen Burke. Stephen, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Luke.
So tell us all about this. It's been in the news a lot, Stephen, as I saw it on the news last night even. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so Luke, very significant works going on underway in the Greater Dublin Area Water Network at the moment. So we started last night on critical repair works, which are now well underway on the largest water main in the country. Just to put it in context, this water main supplies about a third of the water to 1.7 million people across Kildare, Wicklow and Dublin. Like I said, we started at 8 o'clock and I'm glad to say everything on site here at the moment is going according to plan. I'd like to commend our highly skilled frontline crews who've been working through the night. And like the poor people of Kilkenny didn't get much sleep there last night either. But the shutdown of the water main and the reconfiguration of the entire water network across the region has gone very successfully. The shift change is just occurring here at the moment, so there's a few tired bodies about to head off and get some sleep.
Right.
And we've a new fresh crew turning up to continue getting stuck into the works.
It's a huge, I'm reading the notes here, it's a huge operation, isn't it, in a way?
It's a huge amount
of coordination and effort needed to do this.
It's very safe to say that this is the most complex, biggest challenging repair we've undertaken in the state to date. I mean, we're working across multiple work fronts. We've seven different sites. At several of the sites, we're carrying out internal repairs. But the main site here in Athgoe, we actually have to replace 35 metres of the pipe. To put that in context, that's probably a similar size to your average Lewis train that you'd see driving around the city. So
right.
We've given ourselves 28 hours to turn off the water, empty the pipe, remove a train-sized piece of pipe and replace it with a new pipe.
Right.
The reason we're doing it is we've identified a number of defects in the water main, which was constructed in the 80s, and we want to do it now in a planned fashion while demand is relatively low, so that it doesn't burst at a bad time of year, and it could take up to a week to repair it if we don't do it in an organised way.
Right, and you're doing it now because, as you're saying, demand is a bit lower, is it, around the bank holiday weekend? Is that why
exactly
you've chosen this period?
Exactly. There are a few periods of the year where we know from experience, like Christmas Day, bank holiday weekends, particularly the August bank holiday weekend, where the Dublin area demand tends to drop off due to maybe schools are closed, people might head away for the weekend. Weather has a big impact as well. And at the moment, the weather is in our favour. It's a bit overcast. It's not too hot and there's no rain and the wind is low. So
but apparently
everything is going well.
There's a storm coming in, is there? Even it's
yeah.
A lash rain, apparently, isn't it, on Sunday night and Monday? Will it be done by then?
Hopefully now. With it all going to plan, we expect to be wrapping up tonight, or it'll be the early hours of Sunday morning when we're putting the water back on.
Right.
Our storage levels are dropping across the region, as we expected them to do. And we're regulating our reservoirs to minimise any impact to the customers across the region. And I would like to express sincere gratitude to the public right across the region, where we have seen people are being conscious of their usage. Businesses are working very collaboratively with us. And I would also like to thank the populations around the work sites, where it might have been a little bit noisy during the night.
Right.
And obviously, there's about 1,000 people in Kildare with no water. So, very grateful to them for their patience.
Right. And in terms of the public, what's the advice to them at the moment? There's talk of conserving water use,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, there's about 1.7 million people in this water supply area. If everybody could reduce their usage by just a few litres a day, that will make a huge difference to the recovery of our storage after we turn the water back on tonight.
Right.
So, very simple things like maybe avoid using the hose, use a shower instead of a bath, don't leave taps running, if you don't have to wash the car, just very simple things that will have minimal impact on people's lives.
Right.
Will really make a huge difference to our storage levels and the water supply across the region.
And again, give us the people, like, which regions are we talking about? It's mainly the Greater Dublin area, right?
It's the whole of County Dublin, most of County Kildare and about the northern two-thirds of Wicklow. So the Greater Dublin Area Water Network is a very complex cobweb of pipes supplied by a small number of large water treatment plants.
Right, very good.
And Right,
right.
I would like to just remind people as well, if they're looking for any updates on the on how works are progressing, or if they have any issues with their water supply, they can contact us at our website, water.ie. We'd also ask people to sign up for our text alert system, which is a very useful way of us reaching out to people proactively to inform them of anything that's going on in the water network. And if they have any other issues, our customer call centre is available 24/7 at 1-800-278-278.
Great stuff. And obviously people like Care Homes and various other places, that they may have particular concerns with their...
Absolutely, yeah. And we do maintain direct contact with the HSE and any vulnerable customers right across the region. There are a number of properties without water in Kildare, and we've distributed bottled water to some of the vulnerable customers who may not have the mobility to get out and get water for themselves. Similarly, we've tankers set up in areas like Rathmore, Kill, Arthurstown, and Kildare. And naturally enough, we're keeping a very close eye on our reservoir levels, and we'll be making sure that the water supply to hospitals is prioritised at all times.
Great stuff. Stephen, thanks very much for the update. Stephen Burke, Regional Operations Senior Manager. The biggest operation ever, it sounds like, for Iscaire, and to deal with this issue of a big water pipeline. Thanks for joining me this morning, Stephen. And we have a message that's come in. As I listened to the topic on water main repair as I drove out of my estate, and two neighbours were power washing their drive. I mentioned works are in progress too early in the morning. But the thing is, as Stephen has said, please conserve your water use over the next couple of days as this huge operation that Iscaire are embarked in is underway.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.